for NBC Sports and the sport of IndyCar. Fresh eyeballs, and they can see what amazing athletes and drivers we have in this series around the world. You know, see cars under the lights going more than 200 miles an hour. It's going to be quite the spectacle. Hi folks, this is Lee Dickey from NBC Sports, and you're listening to On The Road with Dane on WGN.
Stop me up. 720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, on the road with Dane, and on the line with us, you know his work and everything from motorcycles to NASCAR, the Rolex 24, and of course Formula One and IndyCar. And as we finally get back to the racing we know and love, so good to have one of the beloved voices of motorsports as part of that great NBC IndyCar broadcast team. Lee Diffie, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thanks for having me on the show.
You know, it's not all the pageantry and everything that goes along with the Indy 500, but it is Texas, and it is as exciting a place as any to start the season. Are you guys ready?
We are more than ready. I don't think I've been this excited to get on an airplane and go to a race in a long, long time. And I've said to a number of people this week, and of course I said especially for those people in Indianapolis, you know, no. You know, I'm not comparing the two, but I would say that, you know, our NBC sports team are going into this Texas race with Indy 500 level enthusiasm and excitement just because of the extended break.
Yeah, you know, the drivers, the excitement is there as well, but there's also a little bit of trepidation. You know, normally you're able to build up to what is one of the tougher tracks on the circuit, one of the faster tracks, and some of the drivers don't have experience at Texas, and there's no practice, right? So it's one of those things that's going to be, I think, interesting. As a commentator watching it, what are you looking out for? What is it that you're expecting and think the viewers should kind of watch out for on Saturday?
Well, of course, we've got to remind ourselves that this is the first race of the new season. You know, of course, it was meant to start several months ago in St. Petersburg in Florida in mid-March. But, you know, we have to remember it is the start of the season. It's at one of the toughest tracks on the schedule, as you mentioned, Texas Motor Speedway. Speeds, you know, 215, 218 miles per hour. It's going to be hot. They've got the new aero screen on. Now, while that has been tested by a variety of drivers at different tracks, nothing replicates race mode, so that's going to be a big variable. Then you've got there's a twist to the Firestone tires, where because of COVID-19 and the shutdown of many manufacturing plants and indeed many manufacturers, whether it be automotive or tire or whatever, they turned their hand to helping with the COVID-19 pandemic in manufacturing either hand sanitizer or face masks or ventilators or whatever, and Firestone certainly contributed to that. They don't have quite the specification of tyre that they would like, so there's a variable there.
Wow.
You've got rookies who have minimal experience at this track. It's purely just their rookie orientation test. They've never raced an IndyCar at this. So there's a whole variety, and it is just a one-day show, Dane. It is in and out. There's a brief practice session, followed by qualifying, followed by a 200-mile race. And, you know, it's going to be really fast, and I think they're going to have to go into it not with trepidation, just with sensible and mature caution initially, just to get into the groove. And it's going to play into the hands of the more experienced drivers for sure. But I think it's a heck of a way to go into a new season.
Yeah, you mentioned on the broadcast side, it's going to be a quick broadcast, but viewers are kind of spoiled. NBC, and we've talked about it with every single discipline of racing and any people around it, excited about the commitment that NBC has for racing. You have been a big part of a lot of those broadcasts and all the cool stuff that you've built into it. So as listeners are hearing this and they're thinking they've got to tune in, we know it's going to be a quick broadcast, but are there cool things on the NBC side you guys are going to be building in?
Well, look, the first and the most important thing, Dane, to say is that, and for your listeners, and I know it's really basic, but it's worth repeating and it's worth mentioning, is that, you know, prime time on NBC is predominantly an entertainment slot. So for us to have IndyCar in prime time on Saturday night is, well, it's the first time it's happened since NBC's had IndyCar racing.
Yep.
So that heightens the excitement level for all of us. And we're also extremely grateful to the entertainment side of the company because, you know, that slot is going to fit really well for IndyCar. I don't mean any pun whatsoever, but I really believe IndyCar is going to shine under the lights at Texas on Saturday night. It's going to be worthy of that primetime slot. As far as, you know, what we are going to bring from a broadcast perspective is something different for us because none of us have been through a global pandemic in our lives, as far as where it affects stay home, stay safe, lockdown, social and responsible distancing. So to myself and my colleagues, Townsend Bale and Paul Tracy, we will all be in the same booth. We're actually using the owner's suite at Texas Motor Speedway, where we will be stationed at least 6 feet apart. Usually we sit shoulder to shoulder. We can smack each other in the head, or you know, punch each other in the arm, or whatever it might be. Get each other's attention. So we're used to being in tight confines all over the country wherever we go. But now we're going to be apart. But look, we called that 6 week iRacing IndyCar Challenge Series.
Yes.
I was at my home in Connecticut. Paul was at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Townsend was at his home in Los Angeles, California. So if we can make that work, where we can't even see each other. Being 6 feet apart is not going to be a problem. But for our veteran pit reporters, Kelly Stavis and Marty Snyder, it's going to be different for them because they're very used to being in close proximity to the drivers, to the engineers, to the strategists, to the team owners, and just going up and tapping them on the shoulder and speaking. And they're not going to be able to do that. It's going to be at a socially distanced and responsible proximity. So, yeah, for all of us, even for as long as we've all been in television and sports television, these are uncharted waters. So we're going to have a fabulous broadcast, but it will be at the same time a learning experience for us all. I do have to say I'm just thrilled that we have been fortunate enough to travel to Texas Motor Speedway. At one stage, we looked like we might have been doing it from home base, from Connecticut in the NBC Sports Group studios. But it's going to be great that we're actually at the venue on site, and I feel that comes through the broadcast for the viewers. They can hear our level of authenticity and excitement.
We let the listeners know we're talking with Lee Diffie, of course, legendary broadcaster, member of that great NBC IndyCar team. And it's great that you say that, because we often talk to the listeners about it, that there isn't any other sport that really translates more in person, the sights, the sounds, the smells, right, of motorsports. And talking with some of the drivers, and they were kind of echoing your sentiments, is even though they can try to keep sharp a little bit with the iRacing and get stay in shape, there's nothing like doing it in person. And it is the kind of thing where, you know, you want to keep your skills sharp too. And so I think there is going to be a little bit of racing shape on the broadcast side that you're going to have to kind of get in there. It's great to hear that you guys have kind of kept a little bit sharp, but there's no, I think, substituting a real race.
No, that's true. You're 100% correct. And for me, I have a very busy schedule each and every year because I don't just do IndyCar and don't just do motor racing. You know, I do track and field, and in every other year I do Olympics and I do rugby and various other things. And so I have a very hectic schedule where I'm going. So I was doing, I think, the first 10 weeks of the year, I did 10 different things. And, I was going at a pretty fast clip. So for all of a sudden the brakes to come on and then not do anything, you know, at a racetrack or at a sporting venue for more than 3 months. You know, I've been in television for nearly 25 years, and that's never happened to me. You know, like it's such a bizarre feeling. But, you know, we're thankful that we've got a practice session and a qualifying session that will be on NBC Sports Gold, and then we get to be on NBC Primetime. So we'll knock off a little bit of rust, so to speak, in the practice session and qualifying. Just like the drivers, we'll get ourselves up to speed. And then go racing for real at 8 Eastern on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think the adrenaline will kind of help you get through all of those maybe jitters or butterflies in the beginning. We'll have links at WGNradio.com for that. And the enthusiasm that you're sharing, the driver sharing, everybody is just a collective excitement, and the level is high. So know that in that primetime audience, you're going to have a lot of eyeballs excited to see what you're seeing as you're there at Texas Motor Speedway. So Lee, thanks so much for what you're doing. We're going to let you get back to it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, thank you for making time, not only for me, but for NBC Sports and the sport of IndyCar. I think, and I'm really optimistic about some fresh eyeballs and people who have never really been exposed to the sport of IndyCar racing. Maybe outside, other than, you know, the Indianapolis 500, they can see what amazing athletes and drivers we have in this series, not only from the US, but from around the world. You know, see cars under the lights going more than 200 miles an hour. It's going to be quite the spectacle. So, Thanks for the time, Dane, and enjoy Saturday night as much as we will.
It's going to be great. Thanks, Lee.